Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But hold your calls, please. We have with us our good friend Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist, and I should point out that Bill Sardi does help and support Radio Liberty, and we appreciate his being willing to come on with us and clarify so many issues facing America today. And as we begin to look at the drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry, we find out that the president is putting into or trying to get legislation through so that in case you are severely crippled or your children are severely crippled by vaccines, that you will not have any redress against the vaccine manufacturing companies. Because, of course, the current administration wants to support the vaccine manufacturers. But would you really want to go to a doctor if you knew that there was no way you could sue him, no matter how careless he or dangerous his treatments were? And of course not. And I'm not suggesting most doctors would do anything harmful to you, but are you concerned that there's so much of an effort to make sure that the vaccine manufacturers will not be held responsible if they were to do something deadly to the American people? Well, with that as a background, let's start talking with Bill Sardi about some of the things that are happening in medicine today, some of the great new advances that are coming out that are not being necessarily put out by the pharmaceutical companies, but of course, and they're much cheaper. The pharmaceutical companies certainly are more interested in profits and helping people. I hate to say that, but the reality is when you see what they're doing, you realize what the real motivation is. Bill, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We're sitting on top of a big story. Of course, many people probably heard it. Glucosamine and chondroitin, dietary supplements usually used for osteoarthritis, have been confirmed in two large studies announced at the American College of Rheumatology meeting just this past week. So, big headlines. It sounds like a wonderful story. It's also a sad story.
And, of course, we've known this for a long period of time, and you've been talking about this for years, and yet this has been played down and poo-pooed by organized medicine and certainly attacked by the Federal Drug Administration. Why would they attack something when these studies go back to the 30s that show how effective they were?
Well, certainly we had four different studies in the early 1980s showing that glucosamine and chondroitin, these are molecules that are naturally made in the human body, but you can acquire them as dietary supplements. And there were four wonderful studies involving a total of about 1,300 patients that proved those supplements were safe and effective. But so what? The big story is, and it's not about pain, it's not about suffering, it's about needless death. The Food and Drug Administration of the United States delayed advocating its use and told us to take more problematic pain relievers. Thousands of people died unnecessarily while they preferred all of these terrible pain relievers, ibuprofen, aspirin, and all the rest of them, causing at least 16,000 people a year to die for the last 20 years.
And, of course, that was simply with the from GI bleeding. But then, of course, there were all those who died of Vioxx, and they knew they were going to die of Vioxx from heart attacks or from strokes. And that was, of course, Dr. David Graham's testimony before the United States Senate last November. The FDA knew that Vioxx was going to kill people. And they authorized it anyway because we wouldn't want to authorize a dietary supplement. There's no profit in that. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Soddy, who's a health journalist, and he does support Radio Liberty, and of course has certainly been a big help to us through the years, and he's always been very, very willing to come on and of course share some of the latest information. So Bill has simply been talking about, there's been reports recently that chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine are beneficial, and these of course peer-reviewed studies done and reported at a large medical meeting, but this was well known back in the early 1980s, and the FDA, of course, was warning people not to take these products. In fact, we're here in the Monterey Bay area where we have programs. There's a Dr. Wallach, and he's sort of a way-out guy in some respects, but he's been touting the benefits of chondroitin sulfate and the glucosamine for many years, and he was absolutely right. And yet, of course, he was scoffed at and laughed at by the medical establishment. So pick up the story there.
Since the 1980s, we've had at least four other major studies, one in the Journal of the American Medical Association, declaring that these supplements are effective, and more so than the pain relievers, they're more appropriate because pain relievers just mask the discomfort. They don't take care of the origin of the problem, and of course, the problem is caused by bone rubbing on bone, losing the cushioning in the joints. Occurs as a wear and tear form of osteoarthritis. The 95% of the people that have arthritis have this form of arthritis. And of course, it would be more appropriate to put back the molecules that make the cushioning in the joint space rather than to try and mask it with pain relievers. And Dr. McAllendon, Tufts University, showed us that Timothy McAllendon, that the pain relievers cause someone to use their joints more and therefore have more bone-on-bone rubbing and loss of bone, and therefore, in the long term, it worked out worse to use pain relievers than it did to use the glucosamine and the chondroitin.
But I think one of the interesting things is that they don't necessarily get enough of that in there, but it tends to trigger the body's own response to produce more of the essential elements of collagen and hyaluronic acid, don't they?
Well, originally they came out with some crazy study which said that glucosamine and chondroitin are not absorbed. Well, what they did was they used the study, it was done in Switzerland, and they tested rheumatoid arthritis patients. I won't go into all the science. It just simply was rigged because rheumatoid arthritis patients are degrading it. Their immune system's chewing up their chondroitin and their
That's all right there, Bill. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Soddy, and Bill was simply pointing out how they rigged their scientific studies, and what they had done is some scientific studies using chondroitin sulfate in patients with rheumatoid arthritis, and you would never want to do that because, of course, I'm going to let Bill explain to you why rheumatoid arthritis patients don't do well on chondroitin, whereas osteoarthritis patients do. So, you know, rather than take the patients where they knew they would be beneficial, they took the patients where they knew they would not be beneficial, because the last thing they would want is for the American people to have a product that would be beneficial that didn't cost very much.
Well, it's rheumatoid, if you have it, you certainly know what the symptoms are. Stiffness in the morning, and that's because your immune system's chewing up your collagen, your chondroitin, your glucosamine, your hyaluronic acid. And when you wake up in the morning, because the circulation isn't going real strong yet, you have this chewed up material in your joints and you're stiff. So until you get moving around and moving it out of there, you're stiff in the morning, and that's a good definition of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, to give those supplements to a rheumatoid patient would be inappropriate. We'll put them in the hospital, just make them a little stiffer. It's more appropriate that they get large, high doses of vitamin D to normalize their immune system. Enzyme therapy like bromelain or natokinase, these are enzymes you can get at a health food store, to clean out the joints. And, of course, some fish oil to reduce the inflammation. That's for the 5% of the folks who have rheumatoid. For the rest of us, the story is grim on the news side. And what I'm trying to do is break the story here and finger the FDA. You know, we want to pin the tail on the donkey, and they're responsible for deaths, many thousands of needless deaths. And in their magazine, FDA Consumer, you can go online and still read the May-June 2000 issue. and with sufficient evidence in hand that pain relievers like ibuprofen, aspirin, and acetaminophen were killing thousands of people needlessly, causing over 100,000 hospitalizations a year, they went ahead and wrote, "But at this time, the use of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate supplements warrants further study." And they warned the public, above all, don't stop taking proven treatments in favor of these supplements. Proven treatments? You mean the ones that killed people? This is unbelievably irresponsible. They pointed out there was no evidence that chondroitin is even absorbed, when that was false. And they already had the four studies from the 1980s. Since then, when they wrote it, they had four more studies, had a total of 8 studies to look at to find out it was safe, it was absorbed, and it was effective. And yet they wrote in the year 2000, don't stop taking these other pain relievers, the very pain relievers that were leading Americans to their early demise and their grave. Eventually, the COX-2 inhibitors came along with the false notion, the false claim, that they took care of the gastric ulcer problem, which they didn't. There was only a slight improvement, and people all rushed because they were advertised on television. Doctors went along with it because it brought patients to their offices, and these largely unproven drugs, of course, met with great failure. Dr. David Graham had to leave the United States, go to Britain to make his announcement that these drugs were unsafe, and even then they tried to attack him. And, of course, it's all come out in the clear now. All this time that ibuprofen, aspirin, and have been on the market, as well as the COX-2 inhibitors, Bextra, Celebrex, and Vioxx, all this time they've been unsafe. And the reason why, they increase the risk of blood clotting, and then you have the potential for stroke and heart attack. That's the problem. Even the innocent ibuprofen, my wife has an uncle, lives in Ventura, and one day decided to take a couple of Advil, and by the afternoon, he was in the hospital. The ambulance took him there, having had a heart seizure. So, you know, this is the kind of problem that we're facing. People are dying, and of course, needlessly, and it's the Food and Drug Administration of the United States, the one that approves your safe drugs, yes, that your doctor is unwittingly using. He can't check everything out. You may be loyal to your doctor and everything else, but they're handing him unsafe drugs, and there is no way your doctor can check out all this misinformation and sort it out for himself. I believe a lot of sincere doctors have fallen victim to prescribing these drugs, and unfortunately, sometimes when patients are in pain, we don't have too many other choices, but they're overused, and we had alternatives. We've had them for the last 20 years. And instead of using glucosamine and chondroitin, we were, of course, all of these other drugs were pushed upon us, even as easy as going down to the drugstore and getting them without prescription, which leads us to believe they're quite safe. Otherwise, a doctor would need to prescribe them, and that certainly isn't true. And, of course, I don't know how aspirin and these drugs would ever get reapproved again. 16,000 deaths a year? We don't have a dietary supplement that's anywhere near this. So I really don't know how this would ever happen again. And, of course, the older population is the one with the arthritis, and this is a terrible thing. Our problem is, in the news headlines, we're not piecing the story together historically. The FDA is not getting fingered, as it should in this case. I don't like bad news for the audience. I think the good news is there. Glucosamine and chondroitin, and there's one more wonderful development in this, because the next generation of molecules is hyaluronic acid. You may wonder what that is, but your body makes it. Glucosamine and chondroitin are trying to trigger your own cells, called fibroblasts in your body, to make hyaluronic acid. What in the world is it? It looks like Jell-O. It fills your skin, the spaces in your joints. It makes your hair thick. It makes you look young. It's called hyaluronic acid. That is one molecule of glucosamine and one molecule of something called glucuronic acid. And those two molecules, glucosamine and glucuronic acid, they make hyaluronic acid. And 1,000 milligrams of pure hyaluronic acid will hold about 4 quarts of water in your body. So it's a water-holding, gelling molecule. It's just like Jell-O. And that's what we're missing in our joint spaces, as well as our skin, hair, our eyes, in particular areas where this accumulates. And when we get it back, we begin to look younger and feel younger. Our joints are better, and there are oral hyaluronic acid supplements at health food stores. Now, why do I mention all this? Because we have even yet another thing that the FDA is hiding from us. And that is, they've held back this evidence since the 1970s, when Dr. Lester Morrison, working at Loma Linda University, showed that if you use chondroitin sulfate, again, it tries to make hyaluronic acid, when you used it in high doses right after a heart attack is when the blood supply to the heart is interrupted, and there's an area of heart tissue that becomes what we call an infarction or necrosis, dead tissue. It needs to heal. Your heart muscle is dead in that location, and it needs to be healed. And, of course, what he found was using high doses of chondroitin sulfate, that the patients who came to him on 7 or 8 medications who had angina, they were huffers and puffers and on oxygen tanks, within a few weeks needed virtually no medication, were off their oxygen, and were out exercising, walking, and running again because their heart was given enough of this tissue, this good stuff we call hyaluronic acid, which causes scarless wound healing, and it eradicated the scars in the heart and, of course, renewed the tissues. And, of course, this was all published in the 1970s. There were 6 different reports on this in various medical journals, and then Dr. Morrison wrote a whole book on this, and, of course, it was published by Charles C. Thomas. Again, modern medicine is ignoring this. If you've had a heart attack and your heart tissue needs to be regenerated, you need to take chondroitin sulfate or oral hyaluronic acid along with a lot of vitamin C and restore the collagen strength to the heart muscle and, of course, to eradicate the scarred tissue. And then, of course, this will bring your heart back to health again. Again, the Food and Drug Administration, ignoring 6 different studies published in the medical literature, as well as an entire book, that this would be a remedy for after heart disease. Again, the FDA is making commercial choices. Its favoritism is to the drug companies. It doesn't want to let you know about alternatives to get healthy and well. And, of course, they're now being forced to look at some of the choices they've made. They've put unsafe drugs on the market. Just here Friday, they attempted to cover up for Glaxo, one of the large drug companies, because it sells a drug for asthma. And, of course, it's now been found. They put an unsafe drug on the market, and it's called Advair. It's for asthma patients. And finally, the FDA forced, by the work of Dr. David Graham, to make this drug into a second-line drug. You can only prescribe it now when all other drugs have failed because of its terrible side effects. Again, it was put on the market by the FDA. It's knowingly unsafe. The FDA, what did they do? They tried to help Glaxo out and announced a labeling change on this product as a second-line therapy. Late Friday, when this would get buried in the headlines, by today, the stock market got a hold of this, and the Glaxo stock lost $6.8 billion of value in one day. Now, this is kind of what we're going on. We're worried about people losing money in the stock market rather than the patients who suffer.
And I think this is really so characteristic. Those of you who have not yet read Dr. David Graham's testimony before the United States Senate, I think that's our April newsletter. If you'd like a copy, we'll be glad to send you, or you can go up on the website and read Dr. David Graham's testimony. He was in charge of drug safety at the FDA. And he said, we're putting all these drugs on that are killing people out. And they know that. And when I try to tell them, they say, we've got to take care of our clients. Our clients are the drug companies. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to read Dr. David Graham's testimony. You need to read Dr. Marcia Angel's book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi.
Well, A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working within organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Bill Sardi. And Bill has been talking about the fact that many people who have arthritic problems will benefit from chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine. And, of course, many will, really benefit from the hyaluronic products, which then begin to restore the gel that ordinarily exists within our joints and within our connective tissues. Go ahead.
Well, certainly this is all part of a bigger story. So many drugs, so many of us take them. They're in probably every home in America. Some people, retirees, taking up Medicare patients up to an average of 4 prescription medications each. Some people on 7 to 12 medications. We call that polypharmacy or over-medication. And, of course, the Food and Drug Administration you're working on the assumption your doctor and the FDA have approved safe drugs. They're unsafe, or there are safer alternatives is the whole point. And, of course, you're not hearing the whole story. And, of course, you're paying out of your pocketbook and so on. Go look at the Los Angeles Times today. Take your pills. Ignore your belly. And it's all a wonderful story by Greg Kritzer, author of Generation RX, How Prescription Drugs Are Altering Americans' Bodies, Minds, and Lives. And he's talking about the fact that finally the drug companies are suffering just a small downturn in their business, their profits. They're still making billions of dollars. Understand that the entire dietary supplement industry is only $4.8 billion, and one drug, Lipitor, is $12 billion of sales a year. So you can see where the pills are going and how much money they cost and how much they're overpriced. But finally, there's a break, and of course, all of a sudden, the profits are turning down in the pharmaceutical companies. And Greg Kritzer in the LA Times is saying, well, we should have known it. After all, these pills don't work. They come back and bite us. They cause all kinds of troubles. A lot of us can't even continue taking them due to the side effects. And, of course, they're not working. And of course, this is despite all the headlines you hear that they're curing cancer or this or that with this pill and so on. And, of course, it's just not happening. And, of course, he's trying to alert us. It doesn't matter from which end you're looking. We are certainly... Where are the politicians to find us more economical ways of getting medications and treated for some of the health problems we have? People are having to run to Canada because their own politicians won't take action against the drug companies because simply the pharmaceutical companies have paid off Washington, D.C.
Well, you were talking something about Advair, not Advil, but Advair, which is a medicine for asthma. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, certainly. Actually, they've been working with these drugs for some time. I don't know that we even have a safe drug for asthma because frequently these are inhalers and they're using steroids.
This probably has some ephedrine or epinephrine in it, along with the steroids.
Right, a Flovent is another one and so on. If you're thinking of children who have a lot of asthma, which seems to be increasing tremendously, and it's in areas where cities are, so it tells us that air contamination, particulates, and air quality has something to do with this, probably the lack of vitamin C and good diet has something to do with it. But, you know, we're giving children steroids at a time when they're growing. Steroids deplete your body of minerals right when you're growing bones. It fools around with your sex hormones, makes children goofs up their sexual maturation and causes some other issues there. And of course, you know, this depletes you of vitamin C so you don't have wound healing and so on. You're more vulnerable to viruses and so on. So we're over-medicating again. Steroids should be for short-term use. You know, you come in the emergency room, you're in a crisis, you can't breathe, and of course, you need a steroid. But we need to find other safer alternatives. And what is causing all this? We keep, of course, just treating the symptoms and never the cause of the disease. And as we've said before, over and over again, we come back to our good friend, vitamin C. The animals don't get this disease. You ever seen an animal with asthma? No, because the animals make their own vitamin C. And of course, we need to understand that we're genetically flawed. God made us so that we would make vitamin C. There was probably a mutation at the time of Noah's flood, and thereafter, we haven't been making vitamin C. We need to take vitamin C supplement every day, 3 to 5 times a day.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Bill Soddy. And, of course, we're going to be talking about some of these drugs that are out there on the market, which really aren't safe, and they're being pushed today by massive advertising campaigns. Do you remember those orders for Vioxx, the skater, the very, very famous skater? And there she is skating across the pond with all these little children, all holding hands, with a deadly, deadly drug. We're going to be right back here in just a few moments with Bill Soddy, going into the background of what's happening in pharmaceuticals today.
understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaur's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaur's book, Inward to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who helps Radio Liberty. And let me just ask the question. Some people have asked, somebody had called in and asked, what about glucosamine? Some people say that glucosamine causes insulin resistance. What's the background to that?
Well, they went back and actually gave glucosamine to diabetics. And, of course, this rumor keeps going around, and doctors keep saying, oh, you took glucosamine, your blood sugar went up. See, that proves you shouldn't be taking that thing. Sometimes people's blood sugar does go up, but it may have nothing to do with the glucosamine. They couldn't consistently prove this was true. It may be true in a certain individual or so. Remember that glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid are saccharides, sugar-like molecules. Don't think that's like eating sugar. It doesn't taste sugary. But they're classified as sugar-like molecules. Your whole body's built on them. Saccharides. So there is some concern. It was shown in an animal study and never in a human study. So, again, this myth goes around trying to demonize or discredit the dietary supplements. And this is done again and again by doctors. You know, you come in, you say, well, something's happening. Well, are you taking any supplements? Oh, well, that must be what causes it. So the people are forever thinking that's the cause because my doctor said so. So we haven't found it to be true. This is often said of ginkgo biloba. It's a little herb that it overthins your blood, and yet we haven't been able to find a study that proves this.
Well, don't sometimes the major drug companies actually pay for studies that will tend to discredit herbal medicines or alternative medicines? Because they don't want the competition?
Well, this happened to us with resveratrol. As you know, I'm involved in resveratrol, red wine pills, and certainly soon thereafter, David Sinclair at Harvard declared resveratrol, a red wine molecule, might be an anti-aging pill. It might cure every disease. It might take care of cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure. It certainly had wonderful, healthy properties. It repairs our DNA. And shortly thereafter, a study sponsored by Amgen, an $8 billion pharmaceutical company, hit the headlines twice in the following year and said that red wine pills were worthless, that they simply are not biologically available. It was a falsehood. It's all false. We've written all the researchers to confront them and tell them this, but they wanted to make sure that the public didn't find the red wine pills. I think the anger of the American public, once they catch on how they're being treated like sheep, how they're being herded into the wrong pens, and how they're being fed the poison food, then they'll understand.
And I think, Chris, one of the big things, wasn't Amgen actually working on the resveratrol themselves, and they didn't want the competition? Weren't they trying to develop this
alternative? Well, they're in a little secret project, obviously, as many of the other companies are. And, of course, the irony of it all is that these molecules, they're called polyphenols, they're found in olives and grapes and cranberries and pomegranates and so on. These molecules, these small molecules, seem to have a broad effect, may cure 20, 30 diseases all in one swoop. And, of course, if this actually occurs, the whole fraudulent idea of there's one drug for this disease and another drug for that disease is going to be wiped out. Imagine all the drug companies are down to one or two pills. That's all you need to handle all of these major health problems. And, of course, that's what we're getting down to, because they're finding the broad action. They're just natural molecules. Most of them can't be patented. What are they going to do now? So they've really got to work hard to sweep the natural molecules under the carpet and try and stay in business. I believe the airplane is the nose of the pharmaceutical industry. Their airplane is headed down, and I don't know how fast they're going to plunge. Their patents are expiring. They have no answers. They admit their own drugs don't work, because when you give synthetic drugs, the body has resistance. We see it in antibiotics, called antibiotic resistance. We see it in cancer therapy, cancer drug resistance. The body doesn't like these unnatural molecules. We need to rely on more natural remedies, and you just need to get familiar with them. But I can't tell you the number of phone calls I receive every day. People worried that their vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements are somehow going to interfere with their drugs. You mean they're unsafe drugs? How could this possibly be? How did the mind of the public get crossed so the wires are crossed enough that we're suspicious about the dietary supplements and not about these drugs? And so this is kind of what it's propaganda. We certainly had the American mind twisted around, so that we just think in a different way. And, of course, we can't imagine our own doctor prescribing anything that would be unsafe. So
many times the doctor really doesn't know. The detailed people lie to him. His medical journals lie to him.
Well, they not only lie, Dr. Stan, the information about the real data on these drugs, the public citizen, this is Ralph Nader's group, has been saying for 3 or 4 years, that real data is not available to a doctor to examine. He can get a list of some of the side effects and various things and what we call the physician's desk reference, PDR, and so on. But it's not a thorough analysis, and it doesn't compare things easily. So if there's a safer statin drug or a safer way to treat arthritis or a safer, it doesn't sort it all out for you. And so this is one of the problems you have. And, of course, what they do is keep the discussion narrow. Among all the drugs, which one is the best? And then they fight it out between themselves. They don't tell you that maybe some dietary supplements work better. As the headline at the top of the hour, as we shared, glucosamine chondroitin, been around for more than 20 years. 25 years now they drug their feet to tell us safer and more effective than the pain relievers they've been prescribing all along. So, and we now have another conflict. It may sound like a repetitive story, but the age of autism. Dan Olmsted with United Press International, writing an article called The Age of Autism, The Flu Shot Flashpoint. And he's pointing out that various states in the United States, one by one by one, are outlawing mercury, thimerosal, in the vaccines. And, of course, this is going up against our own federal FDA, New Mexico pediatrician, appeared before the state pharmacy board there to urge all the residents not to get flu shots this year because they have mercury in them, but they're advertising them as thimerosal-free, mercury-free. It's a fraud.
And, of course, what they're advertising, they're advocating to giving it to pregnant women, and the mercury then, of course, will concentrate in the mind of that unborn child, and with a significant other number of them, will be permanently damaged. One in six American children, according to the CDC, has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality. This has never happened before.
Well, they agreed. This was the American Academy of Pediatrics, U.S. Public Health Service, etc., Centers for Disease Control, they all agreed. Just to be on the safe side, we'll take the mercury out, and then they put it back in these flu shots, which they're declaring to be mercury-free when they're not. And, of course, now they're recommending a shot that in some cases contains an ingredient they suggested removing 6 years ago.
And, of course, for our elderly people, why there is thimerosal in the influenza shots, and, of course, it significantly increases the instances of Alzheimer's disease. They know that, but then older people are sort of useless eaters, and they die not too long after they get the Alzheimer's disease, and people say that's such a crass thing. Nobody could be that inhumane. And I would simply ask, why wouldn't you look at what's happening in the world? Look at the history of this last 50 years and tell me that there aren't monstrous people out there the last 60 years. And, of course, why should we think that there would be people with any different mentality here when we have somebody like Jacques Cousteau talks about how important it would be to eliminate 350,000 people a year. And if you want to see that quotation, we'll send you the pages from the UNESCO Courier in 1991 where Jacques Cousteau is quoted as saying we have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are monsters out there that would dwarf Adolf Hitler, but we never talk about them on the regular radio.
Well, certainly we have about 95 million doses of flu vaccine this year. 8 million of them are mercury-free. So what they did is advertise that it's mercury-free this year. You mean the 8 million shots that are available mercury-free. They use that headline to induce everybody in as if they all are. They aren't. One of them has 12.5 micrograms of mercury, which is a pretty hefty dose. And there's another one that had another two types. There's four types this year from four different manufacturers. And, of course, the other two have traces of mercury. And, again, I think it's unfair. It's violating the Federal Food and Drug Act of being a mislabeled product, and yet the FDA is allowing it to be advertised this way. If I was a commercial company, I'd be slapped out of business any moment. And, of course, they're doing this under the cover of government. So it's terrible, and if you're not angry, by the way, I've got a 17-month-old boy here at home, and my wife and I looked it up. By the 18 months of life, my little boy should have received 24 different vaccine shots. Can you imagine this? This is the new guidelines. They just recently published them.
And, of course, the veterinarians concerned about animals are cutting back on the number of vaccines because they realize how harmful the vaccines, because they all have adjuvants in them, aluminum, and, of course, mercury, and other things to stimulate the immune response. So they're cutting back to protect the animals, and they're increasing the number for our children. Why are they doing that?
Well, if you can imagine, my little boy would hardly get home and rub his arm and have his little, sore arm healed up and feeling like he was better to face the same thing again 2 weeks later. 24 different shots in his first 18 months of life. I mean, it's no wonder we have so many problems.
And I think that one thing is that children in America have a very high rate of autism, not only of autism, but of asthma. It said about one in six children has asthma. Now, why do you get asthma? Well, one of the reasons would be the vaccines or something to mobilize the autoimmune response. And that's what asthma is an autoimmune disease. And then, of course, these kids get other autoimmune disease. And so many of our children are getting juvenile diabetes. We never used to see this before we were giving all these shots to protect the children's health.
Well, we certainly, for your six-month-old and the very young, they don't have an immune system that's going to respond to this. You have to have an intact, working immune system that can make antibodies. Now, it's too immature yet. You're going to have to rely on some other things, vitamin C, elderberry syrup, some of these things we've talked about on the program here, so that your children can remain healthy. We happen to be kind of in the know. I'm in this field. We do it for our small boy, and, of course, we don't want to put him at risk. I certainly would be pulling all of my children out of public school and not having them go to school. And the simple reason is that immigrant children are coming in. They may not be in your school district. They're going to bus them in. And you're going to have your children exposed to hepatitis, tuberculosis, and, of course, the whooping cough. This is going around now. So, you know, the worst thing you can do is expose your children to these diseases. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, the kids are going to get them, why not expose it to them? But tuberculosis? Come on now. Let's get real about this. That, you know, TB is a bacterial infection, not a virus. So, you know, we need to pull our kids out of the schools because they're allowing immigrants to come here with disease without being health screened. And, of course, we're not sending our child to a public school like that. And they're making it a requirement now for children to get into school to have these vaccines. And now they're going to be doing this one for the cervical cancer among young girls before they can get into college and so on. And, of course, the cervical vaccine might be a tremendous breakthrough. But, again, the headlines are not going to teach that there was a way to head off cervical cancer in the first place, and that simply is don't be promiscuous.
And it's almost as if they want to give all the children their immunization for hepatitis B and cervical cancer so they can be just as promiscuous as they want to.
Well, if you're selling birth control pills, and as I pointed out on earlier shows with you, that we have this issue that in the 1960s they had the birth control pill. They couldn't sell it. Young girls simply waited for marriage, and then after they were finished having their children in their late 30s and so on, they might be interested in a birth control pill. So it wasn't really selling well, and they influenced the movie industry because our children are, when they're very young, they're under the age of authority, and then as they grow up, they're under the age of influence. They're under the age of someone else's influence. As children begin to look at heroes and other people, and they go to the movies, and the movies influence them, and they started to put nudity on the movies, and they started to put and show, well, how kids could, quote, have sex. And as soon as we showed kids how to do all this, we had the promiscuity, and then, of course, the girls needed the birth control pills, and the drug companies won. And, of course, that was in the days of the hippies. The hippie girls were running around trying to say that, you know, we should be free of all these commercial big business interest influences. And then, of course, they were taking the birth control pill and making the pharmaceutical companies rich. So
that's today in America, we have 65 million Americans. These are CDC figures, 65 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. What a wonderful public health service we have. They've done such a great job with the help of course, the television industry and the movie industry. Bill, we're getting down. I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your website, not only for the resveratrol, but for the other items that you have, and then your telephone number in case they need to get in touch with you.
Well, certainly, if you'll just go to knowledgeofhealth.com, I think that's a good number, good website to use, knowledgeofhealth.com, and then you can find some of the other information there. And, of course, there's a free book, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine, there, along with free reports on hypertension, autism, you know, and what to do in the flu season and so on. So all of that information is there. It's free to use. And, of course, we want you to visit that website, try to give you free information as much as we can. And, of course, the books there are a few. If some of you are students and want to read, we'll find there are a few hardcover books or online books you can download and read. And the profits of all that goes to pay my webmaster. So I don't. It's all a service, really. We give it all away. It's just to pay for the services of keeping the website there. So for all of you, we just urge all of you to rethink your ideas about health and running to doctors and try to have health at home as your main objective.
And I think one of your better websites is survivalvitamins.com.
Well, at survivalvitamins.com, we have some more basic information about, you know, how to travel and stay safe and healthy, how to, you know, fight the flu. What are the basic nutrients you need to keep your family healthy? How to stock your home? your family medicine chest. All of those reports are at survivalvitamins.com. And, of course, that gives you a chance to kind of just see the basics. Some people keep calling me and asking me, well, Bill, well, you know, what's the best form of vitamin C? Vitamin C is vitamin C. It works. You can get it anywhere. It doesn't matter what the price is. They all work. And of course, we're just trying to help people that have homeschool families, large families, and that need to find economical resources.
Hey, well, Bill, we're out of time, but I want to thank you very much. What's your email in case people would like to email you?
Just go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. Click on my picture. You can email me.
All right. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. It's been a great hour. Bye-bye.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that, and yet if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance, and of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and if you would really like to know more about the drug scam, you need to get a book written by the former editor of the New England Journal, the single most prestigious medical journal in America, Dr. Marcia Angel. Her book, The Truth About the Drug Company, she holds a position at Harvard. They have simply gone after her tooth and nail and tooth and fang because she dared to tell the truth about what the drug companies were doing, then how they were using the medical journals and the medical organizations and deceiving the doctors and deceiving the patients. The truth about the drug companies, it's a real thriller. The only trouble, we're talking about your health and your survival. And then, of course, we have put together something called the Health Special that has two books in it, one on the statin scam, another about the Dr. Carolyn Dean's book about the drug companies, and then we have 2 4-tape sets with that, about $80 in value, and you get it for $69.95. That's known as the Health Special. We carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and Dr. Blaylock is a personal friend. I've known him for 25 years, a neurosurgeon, retired now from Jackson, Mississippi, and he does a great job of going into the background of vaccines and the fluoride they're poisonous with, and the mercury and the vaccines they're poisonous with, and the aspartame and NutraSweet and MSG that they're poisonous with, and so much more information that you need to know. And then if things are just about staying healthy, Russell does a great job. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. I think we sell more of that book than anything other than my Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we carry two other books he's written, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and a book on NutraSweet and excitotoxin called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets, and well, there's so much available from Radio Liberty that you need to have about your health. And let me suggest Bill Sardi's websites, because certainly that his website on vitamins I think is excellent, and certainly they're really very very economical. You get them probably even half of what you get at the drugstores. So if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know why your utility bill is going to be sky high this year, why, of course, our living standards are going to start downhill, you need to get our newsletter, Peak Oil 2. It's our latest newsletter. Now, if you haven't been in touch with Radio Liberty in the past and gotten things from us, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of Peak Oil 2, or go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and that is our October newsletter, Peak Oil 2. Peak Oil 1 is our September newsletter. Pull them down, copy them, help us to get the truth out. We do have our new pamphlets, 3 of them, The Occult Hierarchy, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and they're only $9.95 for all 3 of them, but we want you to get them, to copy them, to read them, to understand that there really are spiritual forces in the world today. And they really are able to control the minds of men, for we're told in the scriptures, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of the darkness, of the rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And that's our plea to you. Understand that we're up against the rulers of the spiritual darkness of this world. And they're working within our Congress. They're working within our drug companies. They're working within our banking and financial institutions across America. They're working at the highest levels of our government. Understand what we're up against. You'll be fascinating. We name names here. And, of course, we don't name them. We just tell you what they say, the people on the other side say. So, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website is RadioLiberty.com. Remember, we do carry the Perky products, and if you get a Big Berkey or Berkey Light through us, you'll get a 4-tape set of video that we produced. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.